A very good Friday afternoon to you, boy. We've got a lot going on. I have to tell you, I got mixed feelings here. I'm happy it's the end of the week because it seemed like a long week. But there's so much breaking news that you hate to be off the air the next couple of days. But don't worry, WJR will be on the air, just not us with our relentless positive radio with the team, Mike Parsons, Danielle Mason, Rich Luzinski. We're kicking off right away. If we were, now we are, of course, you can watch us on the WJR Facebook and YouTube pages with live video streaming, but I don't have the picture I want. Well, you know the picture I'm talking about. It's on every front page of every newspaper that came out after the picture was taken. It shows the former Prince Andrew attempting to duck down in a car departing police custody in the UK. I mean, it is the picture that will follow him the rest of his life, as well it should. It will be used on his obituary. It will be used in every story from now on, where he's ducking down with his eyes wide open in shock. And if I might say, probably he's sweating now. You recall he famously said in a terrible interview that did him in even worse that he didn't sweat. But that's not the main story. The main story right now is the Supreme Court striking down President Trump's sweeping tariffs. Way above my pay scale to know exactly what that's going to mean from this point on, which is why we call upon Patrick Anderson, who does a tremendous job always letting us know what the heck is going on about things like this. And I have to tell you, things like this thing, even I know there is going to be all kinds of ramifications most people haven't thought about. Now, Patrick Anderson, principal and CEO of Anderson Economic Group, has thought about it all, and he's here to share it with us. Patrick, thanks for joining us on such short notice.
Good to talk with you, Paul W.
The things that come to mind. Okay, so the Supreme Court says he can't do this, but they didn't say anything about everything he's already done. It seems to me that people will now sue him, countries will sue him, for their money back. And if we had to pay back all that money, I'm going to think it could break the country.
It's not that bad. In fact, I'm going to say, Paul W., this is the right decision by the Supreme Court for the right reasons. The same reasons that I think I mentioned to you a year ago when you first talked about using the so-called Emergency Powers Act to levy tariffs unilaterally with no vote of Congress, no authorization, no process. And this is, as the Supreme Court decision said, and I'm reading it right here, and I actually suggest people read it because they're quoting the U.S. Constitution. They're quoting the Declaration of Independence. They're quoting Alexander Hamilton. The power to tax is with Congress. Tariffs are taxes. It's been that way for 250 years. And President Trump is the first and only president who decided he could declare an emergency, use this other statute, which, by the way, doesn't use the word tariff, to impose tariffs. So the Supreme Court made the right decision. It's the decision we've been advising our clients in the auto industry for a year was the likely outcome. I was really shocked when I first saw the assertion that this could be done because the law doesn't allow it. And the other things that President Trump, the administration, and Congress are doing are going to go on forward. For example, the tax policy changes, all in law, all adopted constitutionally, all going to remain that way. A lot of the other tariffs, including the Section 232 tariffs that are really affecting the auto industry, they're not at issue here because he went through the normal process to levy them. They do have an effect. You've heard us in the Anderson Economic Group estimate saying that it's costing the industry quite a bit, but they're completely constitutional. So in this particular case, the Supreme Court made the right call, the call they should make, because that's the Constitution. And it's one that I'd have to say, yeah, people are owed a refund, and I hope they get it.
Wow. All right. Well, that's good. I completely trust you and your knowledge of all of this. You've read it. I haven't read it. The actual Supreme Court finding. They are quoting our Constitution, where they should be quoting, and upholding it. So it's fascinating because, of course, those that are for the president, those that are against the president, they're all going to have their own ideas. I suspect this group is all for the president. It's called Americans for Limited Government. Are you familiar with them? They've sent me a press release already saying that President Trump should just repackage the tariffs, and use embargoes in the meantime. Have you heard anything about that yet? This is all brand new.
No, but we already have ample authority under existing law, commonly known as Section 232 of the Trade Expansion Act, that allows the president to go through a process that involves findings, discussion, notice, et cetera. That's how we have the tariffs primarily on auto and auto parts through Section 232. Those aren't at issue here. They are affecting the economy. They're affecting consumers. They're affecting the auto industry, but they're constitutional.
These folks go on to say the very similar tariffs could be levied by any president under Section 232 for national security, Section 301 for unfair trade practices, Section 201 for safeguards, Section 122 balance of payment surcharges, Section 338 retaliatory duties, and so forth. So they're suggesting that the president can do these sorts of things. Now, you have said, Patrick Anderson with us, founder, principal, CEO of Anderson Economic Group, that not all tariffs did not follow the rules. So I don't even know which ones did and which ones didn't, other than the ones you've just explained to us. So maybe this isn't going to be as bad as it sounded. If all tariffs were wrong, that's not what this finding is, apparently.
That's correct. And we've followed this. You've got from the Anderson Economic Group estimates on the auto industry. We recognize this was completely constitutional. It was aggressive. It's very expensive, but it's constitutional. It's these emergency tariffs or the reciprocal tariffs or the ones that basically can be that the president asserted he could do without any notice or explanation other than declaring it was an emergency and saying that governments were doing bad things. Those are the ones that the Supreme Court quite properly said were unconstitutional. All the other tools that the president has, all the other powers of Congress remain intact on questions. This is the right decision here. We want to have the president we elected to undertake policies consistent with what he promised the country. But at the same time, we have a constitution, and the constitution gives the president certain powers and reserves taxing and tariffing to Congress. So unless Congress says that you can tariff or tax, you can't. And that's basically what the Supreme Court reminded us of today.
Excellent. We are so fortunate to have you. And frankly, I am fortunate that you will come on my show at a moment's notice to help us understand some of these very complicated issues. We really appreciate it, Patrick. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Paul W., great to talk with you.
Well, it's always great talking with Patrick Anderson, principal, CEO, founder of Anderson Economic Group. I trust him. He is a straight shooter. He knows what the heck he's talking about and is so unbelievably helpful at times when we are going to be misled in both directions by those for and those against the president on what this whole thing means. But that doesn't happen with Patrick Anderson, and therefore it does not happen on Focus with Paul W. Smith on WJR.